Trump looks to forge new economic opportunities with African nations in White House meeting. By Nick Gilbertson on July 9, 2025. Washington, President Donald Trump said that his administration is working tirelessly to establish new economic opportunities with many African countries during a lunch with African leaders at the White House on Wednesday. Trump, who is reshaping the global trading market with his tariff policies and trade deals, praised Africa's potential while meeting with the leaders of Gabon, Guinea-Bissau, Liberia, Mauritania, and Senegal in the state dining room. "We're working tirelessly to forge new economic opportunities involving both the United States and many African nations. There's great economic potential in Africa, like few other places, in many ways," Trump said. "In the long run, this will be far more effective and sustainable and beneficial than anything else that we could be doing together. I'm eager to work with each of you on your vital issues and also to discuss security," he added. Trump added that White House officials would work with Gabon, Guinea-Bissau, Liberia, Mauritania, and Senegal before speaking about the tremendous wealth and potential these countries have. According to a translation provided by the White House press pool, Gabonese President Brice Oligui Nguema and Mauritanian President Mohamed Ould Ghazouani focused on minerals and rare earths while speaking with Trump. "We are not poor countries, we are rich countries," Nguema said, referencing rare earths. Trump also encouraged the nations to bolster defense investments with purchases from United States manufacturers in their continued fight against the big problem of terrorism in Africa. He further noted that immigration would be a topic of discussion, particularly concerning high rates of people overstaying visas and developing safe third country agreements with the countries. The meeting comes as Trump has begun sending out letters to various countries informing them what their tariff rates will be, with his latest batch going out to the Philippines, Brunei, Moldova, Algeria, Iraq, Libya, and Sri Lanka on Wednesday.